You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth.
Hi, guys. It's your girl Ash back with another episode of Truth Is. And today I want to talk about group dinners. And I'm talking about the type of group dinners that exceed like four or five people. You know, those like really big groups where if you're lucky, that restaurant is like, oh, eight or party of eight or more, then gratuities included, which makes life a lot easier because you can just divvy up what you're, you know, the tips already include. So you don't have to worry about divvying up the tip for the waiter as well as paying for the bill. I like those things. I want to talk about group dinners because essentially they should be a good time. You invite a certain group of people to out to eat. You guys pick a restaurant. The food is good. The company is good. The bartender's not skimping on the liquor, so the drinks are definitely good. So everything is going smooth until the bill arrives. And the question then becomes, what happens? What does the group do in terms of paying, right? And just a quick side note, whether you're eating by yourself, going out with one other person, or going out with 15, try not to tip your waiter less than 20%. And I feel like if you're going to tip them less than 20%, it needs to be because they were a shitty waiter. And you should still tip within the 15 to 18 because they need that money. So be the bigger person. Don't be a shitty tipper. Tip well. Okay. Now, I'm bringing up this topic about group dinners because a friend of mine actually suggested it. She wanted me to discuss on the podcast. So I thought, why not? Right. And basically, she was sharing that a friend of hers had gone out kind of against her will because she was invited to a dinner and she didn't want to go because she's trying to, you know, she's counting her pennies. She wants to save her money. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to bow out of this one. You have a good time. But her friend kept persuading her and telling her like, no, you have to come. It's going to be a good time. You have to come. So she decided to give in, and she goes out on this group dinner. Now, I want to mention that the individuals at this particular dinner were not like her close friends, right? So she already doesn't even know the dynamic in terms of the personality of this group, because you have to admit, when you are going out with a group of people, you're either a part of that crew, so these are your peoples, and you just like, you know, you're comfortable, or you were invited to this place where you're invited to a dinner that your friend invited to you and you're with all their friends and you may not necessarily know what the personality of the group is, and that could change the dynamics in terms of it being a good time or not. But anyway, so she goes to this dinner and she decides that instead of buying a meal because she didn't want to spend money, she'll just buy like $7 fries or something like that. So the bill comes, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the bill like everybody needed to kind of shell out $95. And I think that $95 included the tip. She did not shell out said $95. She gave the $7 plus tip and tax that her, you know, basket of fries cost her. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, truth is, I got no problem with that. I don't think it was a bad thing for her to just pay her part. That's fine. And I'm gonna tell you why. One, these are not her friends. So two, she didn't even want to go, and her friend was pressing her to go. Three, ain't nobody trying to drop $95 for some $7 fries. It doesn't make sense. So this particular individual who was having this experience, she was sharing her story with a group of people at another event. And everybody was just like floored at the fact that she didn't pay the $95. They were like, you go to the dinner for the experience. You know, you should have just dropped the $95 and sucked it up. So as I'm hearing this story be retold to me, I'm thinking to myself, hold up, come again? I don't know what experience you're having at a group dinner, but this ain't motherfucking Disney World. This is not Six Flags. There are no roller coasters involved. I don't see the water slide in the back. So I don't know what, like, Beyonce's not going to come out and do a song. You know what I mean? So I don't understand what you're talking about when you say experience. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, I enjoy going out to eat just like the next person. But $95 ain't worth an experience for $7 fries. Like, it's not that serious. Also, this experience that I'm having are with individuals that I don't even really know that well. So how much of an experience is this dinner? Again, like, when do we cue in Beyonce and the water slide? Because that's an experience. You know what I mean? So completely confused by that comment. But anyway, so they basically were like telling her that she was foul for not paying this money, which then, you know, started this conversation between my friend who suggested the topic about, you know, group dinners. Because she was essentially asking me what I would have done. I said, I would have paid this. I think it would have been insane if she paid $95 for $7 fries. I personally think that someone at that table should have just been like, we'll pay for the fries. Whoever got the $7 fries, we'll just pay for it. Or her friend who was so pressed to have her there should have said, you know what, I got you. I know you're trying to save money. I'll pay for the $7. Or even suggested that she put in $7 or something like that to go towards the tip. But to really expect her to pay $7 for a $95 for a $7 meal just doesn't seem to make much sense at all. I think that's insane. I am pleased to say that I've not had these weird experiences when it comes to group dinners. My friends and I, we just split the bill. It used to be a conversation to be like, okay, how do you want to do this? But it really is just kind of like commonplace for us to split the bill. I will say that, like, you know, you've got there, you know, it seems to be that there's like specific group dinner etiquette. So, for example, birthdays. You know the thing. If you're the birthday girl or boy, more times than not, the group pays for your dinner. So when the bill comes, the rest of the party is not only accounting for the food that they had, but they're also counting in your meal too. And they split that down and they pay the tip. That has been my experience with all of my friends. I have been blessed to be the person whose dinner was paid for on my birthday, so on and so forth. You know, I have a friend who from college, one of my best friends from college, actually, whenever she has an event or for her birthday, she has a dinner. I know that I'm the only friend from that world at that dinner. The other individuals at that dinner are her friends from home, like from childhood, high school, junior high. I know them now and you know, pretty solid. We're pretty cool, but they're not my friends. They're not my people. We just share a person in common. But I know that when we go, the food's going to be good. The company's going to be good. And we're going to pay for my friend because it's her birthday and we're going to split the bill. And so I already walk in there knowing that I'm going to spend at least $100 on this meal, no matter what I ordered. And in that sense, I don't think that that's a bad thing because you walk in there knowing and expecting to drop a certain amount of money. It doesn't matter if, you know, one of the people at the dinner bought three drinks versus my one drink. We know that alcohol definitely moves that price up at the end of the night, but I'm not clocking your the amount of drinks you're guzzling down because I know that this is the experience really is the birthday, right? The birthday dinner. And so I don't mind that. I think that in those particular situations, it makes sense, right? But when it comes to, you know, the young lady who had the $7 fries, but was, you know, expected to pay $95, I just think that's insane, you know? So it's just like, you know, what do people do in these situations? Do they, if it's not like a birthday kind of thing, are you A, itemizing each item? Like, are you the type of person that itemizes each item and have people pay what they purchased plus tax? We can't forget tax, even though gratuity is included, if you're at a really large party. Are you B, the type of person that's like, you know what, I'm just going to say fuck it and keep it simple and split it evenly despite what you got versus what someone else purchased? Or are you the type of person, you know, are you person C who says, hell nah, and force the person who had several drinks to pay up their drinks in comparison to everybody's and make that person pay extra? Because the individual that went out and had the $7 fries, there was one young lady who she claimed had like seven drinks, right? And so are we now forcing that individual to pay up for her drinks? Now, when I was at my friend's most recent birthday party, there was one of her friends who bought a lot more liquor than the rest of us. And he actually offered, he was itemizing his liquor because he knew that he bought more drinks. But we were like, no, it's not that deep. But again, this was for a birthday dinner. You just kind of know you're going to drop some dough and you don't really have any qualms about it because it is what it is, right? I'm not an itemize every item person because I think that's a waste of time and it makes you look funny style, especially when it's a group dinner. But I do think that if you have an individual, especially if you know the person is, you know, trying to save their money and is not really trying to spend a lot, if you're the friend who invited the person, pay for their fries or pay for their drink, whatever. Because again, like, she wasn't trying to go to begin with. So if you're asking me, I'm telling you that I'd most likely split the bill and chalk and call it a day, you know? Even if there's somebody who's drinking several drinks, I'm going to chalk it up to that person's being a lush and they're having a good time and move on. But like I mentioned, if you're in a situation where you're not even really trying to hang out with these folks, they're not even your people like that, your friend was pressing you to come out and you decide that you're going to budget your money and limit what you purchase and what you end up purchasing are $7 fries. At most, I'm dropping you, you know, I might even drop 20 just to put towards the tip, depending on how, you know, high the bill is, but I'm not dropping $95. That's just insane. It doesn't make sense. But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to also understanding the personality of the group. You know, one could say easily say that she should have just not gone out. You know, she should have just stayed home. And that's possible. But again, if your friend is pressing you, you know, you might even let the person know early, like, I ain't paying what they paying, depending. You know, if you're pressed and your friend says, you know, I want you to come out, I think you should pay for the meal or at least, you know, whatever, or pay for half of her meal, like help the person out because you know why they're not going. They were transparent in telling you that I'm not going to make it to this dinner with all the experience that I'm going to gain, I guess, or get because I don't want to spend money. And that's when you insert, well, hey, I got you, girl. Don't worry about it. Right. Two, go out with folks you know would cover the $7 or not trip if that's all you bought. You know, there are people who are willing and understand, like, it's not that serious. I'll drop this up. If we can't pay for $7 fries, then what are we doing? You know what I mean? But I think the real solution would have been, you know, in this particular case, stick to your guns and decline the offer to go out, right? You know, save your $7 or your $95 and a whole headache because at the end of the day, if it is that deep, then you shouldn't even be going. And I'm sure that the young lady learned her lesson. I thought it was a little foul that people were attacking her and telling her that she should have paid the $95. I think that's a certain personality. You know, one of the things I was sharing with a few of my friends when discussing this topic was that there are some people who go out and spend money and spend the $95, even though they don't have it, because everybody's trying to prove that they've got it. You know, I'm not really here for that. I could care less. If it doesn't make sense for my wallet, I ain't doing it. But again, I'm the type of person who I'm pretty clear on what I'm walking into. So if I don't think it's going to be a good idea for me, I'm not going to go. Or I'm going to not eat, or I'm going to eat something else before I get there. And if anything, I'll go buy a drink at the bar and pay for it and sip nice and quiet at the table. Of 8 or 10, and know that when that bill does come, that I'm not responsible for any part of that bill because nothing I purchased is on that bill, and that clears it up too. So I think that's another way of avoiding having to deal with those issues. Buy the basket of fries at the bar, pay it at the bar, call it a day, ask for a separate bill. Even you could do that. When the waiter comes by, you say, "Look, I'm gonna take this separate," and you've already removed yourself from feeling responsible to contribute to the group bill. You know, so there are ways to work around it. But, you know, the truth is it can be a little interesting or kind of a headache depending. And I think it's less about the amount of the bill and how many people were drinking four drinks versus two and more about the personality of the group. Because I really believe that if this young lady had gone out with my friends and I, we would have just covered the $7 and kept it moving and not expected her to pay anything. So, but you know, I'm not her friend. I can't tell you, but I do think that, you know, it's an interesting thing because it can be weird. You know, I'm also the type of person that likes to look at the menu before I go. I like to know what I'm working with. I tend to, when someone asks me for a recommendation, I'm like, you know, it's a great restaurant. I'd say $2 signs for, you know, the expense. Cause I kind of go by the way, like Yelp will tell you if a restaurant is cheap or expensive or whatever the case. So just giving people something to work with and an idea of what they might spend. You know what I mean? If you go to a restaurant that doesn't provide the prices on the menu, you know, that shit is expensive. So that's probably not a spot you want to frequent. So preparation and I think anything is key. And so you want to be prepared for group dinners. I am the type of friend who, when we decide where we're going to eat, I have already Googled the menu and I know what I'm getting. That's how hard I go. But that's because I'm a go hard. So, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not expecting everybody to feel the same way about it or handle the group dinners the way that I do. But I do think that people have experiences that are not so positive when it comes to these situations. And we don't really ever think about, like, you know, how would we have handled it differently? Again, I think that the best thing to do is just to say no. No is a sentence. Use it as often as you like. But if you do, or if you are talked into going somewhere that you didn't initially want to go and you feel like you got to get something, buy it at the bar or ask for the separate separate check so it's not a part of their bill at all. And all is done and you don't have to worry about it. Something to think about, group dinners. Let me know if you guys have had any crazy experiences, any crazy stories of trying to pay the bill. Because there's nothing worse than like, everyone sitting around itemizing what they purchased and it just looks so funny style and the waiter's just waiting for you to figure it out and they're probably concerned now that they're going to get a shitty tip because it looks like nobody wants to just drop the $95 or however much the bill is going to cost. You want to keep things simple. And we're getting older, folks, so if you can't afford dinner, then you don't need to be going to dinner, right? And if you want your friend to go to dinner that badly, then you need to just pay for them to go. But yeah, let me know what your experiences have been. Hit me up. You know where to find me on Twitter at truthis25. You can also find the podcast on my blog. That is www.theheartofconversation.co. Or check it out on truthispodomatic.com. And hit follow. Follow me. And remember, people, that the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Till next time.